Previously on Mike and Molly.
Dad?
Mike wants to steer clear of my house. Your ex is in town, and he's staying with us.
So Jack's here?
I'm guessing I'll be spending most of the reception trying to keep my mom's foot out of my dad's ass.
Well, this is my wedding, and it means that nobody gets to be crazier than me.
Looks like we might need to let this out just a smidge.
No, you won't. I am just a few pounds from my target weight, and I am going to drop those last 6 pounds, easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Those 6 pounds will be your bitch.
Remember not to stay in the saddle the whole time. Move up and down and lift with your core.
Molly! Listen, you don't have to squeeze into some wedding dress to look perfect to me. You're already the most beautiful woman in the world.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you, Christina.
Aw, that's sweet.
Told that woman I loved her, laid my heart out in front of her, she chopped it up like we were at Benihana's.
Maybe she didn't hear you.
But please, the whole restaurant heard me. The busboy gave me a hug on the way out.
I don't think Vince and I are too old for a traditional wedding, do you?
You need to tell your mom to back off. I don't know why she's been getting so wedding crazy lately.
Just tell her.
How can I tell my fiancé I'm still married?
What? You son of a bitch. Mom!
I'm not signing anything till he pays me the 10 grand he owes me.
Would you take 3,000?
Eight.
Five and you can kick him in the nuts again.
Deal.
I hope you know what you're doing, marrying into a crazy family like that.
Audrey, you coming back to bed? Oh, hey, boy, I didn't hear you come in.
Hey, there's a handsome bridegroom. I hope your dad and I didn't keep you awake last night with our rambunctious slap and tickle.
No, I put cotton balls in my ears and then a pillow over my head and then wrapped the whole thing with duct tape. Is Dad still here?
Sacked out upstairs. I'm afraid I didn't let your pappy get much shut-eye last night.
Yeah, it was about 2 a.m. when I realized the cotton balls weren't enough and I didn't have the stomach to cut off my ears.
Your dad and I never had any problems carnally. We could fight all day and settle it that night, buck naked between the sheets. You know, that's how you got that 10-speed.
Why'd you have to tell me that? I loved that bike.
Hate is a powerful aphrodisiac. People say never go to bed angry. They don't know what the hell they're missing.
Look, I don't know what you and Dad are doing, but I just don't want to see you get hurt again.
Don't worry about me. I'm pretty thick-skinned, even though I come off like a dainty flower.
I know, buddy. I'm just as scared as you are.
My pet, fresh squeezed OJ and Italian champagne. Tastes the same, but it's like 30 bucks cheaper.
I see. So you and me gotta cut corners because you lost your shirt in last night's quickie divorce.
See? I knew you'd understand.
Okay. There was a little snafu at the hair salon, but it's gonna be fine.
Nah, foo, that's Dolly Parton and Yentl having a hair baby.
This is not what I wanted. I wanted to look beautiful. This is not beautiful.
Sweetie, it's gonna be fine. This is just a little speed bump.
This is a 12-car pileup. I'm surprised there's not a news chopper over here.
He's right, it's horrible. I told him I wanted soft ringlets around my face, not a head full of curly fries.
It's not that bad. It's just a little busy. And Mike loves curly fries. Didn't they try and fix it?
This is the fix. I had to get her out of there before they started adding sparklers and little fake birds.
Somebody call Mike and tell him he's marrying a circus clown. I'm gonna go put him my big red nose down.
Jeez, what a horrible night. The sound of my parents' sweaty bodies slapping together. It was like Satan clapping his hands.
Yeah, when my grandma has Brother Haywood over, I just take a sleeping bag into the garage and lay under the car. I'd rather wake up with a mouthful of oil than hear that mess.
I just don't need any more drama. I got enough on my mind today.
Well, don't worry about Christina and me. I've put that unrequited I love you incident behind me.
Good. Once you step in it, don't try and dig it out of the treads. Best to just throw the shoe out.
Agreed. And after the initial sting of public humiliation, I realized that these things have to move at their own pace.
Let it unfold naturally.
Mm-hmm. So today, when I ask her to marry me, she has no choice but to say I love you.
What? Ow!
No, I'm not done yet.
I want to see it. Give me the mirror.
No.
I need to see it. It's my hair, and I want to look.
Sweetie, you've got to trust me on this. It's not ready to be seen.
Give me the toaster.
No.
Fine. I'm going to spoon. Oh, my God. I'm hideous.
Honey, nobody looks their best in a big spoon.
That's it. I'm shaving my head.
You look just like Mike. You're going to confuse everybody.
Carl, if you tell a woman you love her and she doesn't say it back, you don't follow up with, will you marry me?
Why not?
It's like if she doesn't want to kiss you, you don't take your pants off.
Did she tell you about that? Hey, I sat in gum. Besides, I'll never get a better proposal opportunity. I'm wearing a tuxedo, love is in the air, and I'll have a microphone in my hand.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I'm doing it at the reception during my best man toast.
No, you're not!
It'll be perfect. I'll say some lovely words about you and Molly, then turn to Christina and ask her to be my wife.
Carl. Remember that awkward moment at dinner when your I love you was followed by a black hole of silence, crickets, and a sagebrush tumbling through the restaurant?
Yes.
Okay. Now, add a microphone to that, about 150 friends and family and me hitting you in the head with a chair.
Are you boys decent? I just wanted to see how Michael was holding up.
Now, the Carl's trying to ruin my wedding.
Leave her out of this. What did you do now, Knucklehead Jones?
He's going to propose to Christina during my reception, and she doesn't even love him.
Well, she does, too, but she's afraid to say it. I just need to put some more cheese on the mousetrap.
You're proposing to that poor woman? Is that why my nice jade ring has gone missing?
But you said I could have it.
After I'm dead. But if you keep stealing stuff out of my bedroom, I swear it will be your funeral and my trial.
What do you mean your limo has been towed? I thought you guys could park anywhere like ambulances. You did too?
Okay, I'm coming down.
Gotta go. Ready? Wow. Look at you.
Is it okay?
Oh, just beautiful. Perfect.
Thank you for holding it together for me. I don't know what I would have done without you.
Probably still be at that hair salon throwing curlers at that beautician.
Did I really do that? I have no memory of that.
You did inhale about 2 cans of hairspray.
Is the limo here yet?
Want to hear a funny story? Don't worry, Mom. We're on our way to the church, and everything is gonna be fine. You're probably not in the mood to push, are you?
I'm begging you, don't ask Christina to marry you at my reception. Do anything else you want to ruin it. Get drunk, cannonball into the wedding cake, have the DJ play Thriller and do your zombie dance.
How about I pop the question after you guys pull away in the limo?
Delightful. As long as you can see the back of my head, you can humiliate yourself and everyone around you.
I can't believe you don't want to witness the disaster.
What do you want with your cell phone?
Well, that is a given. My only question is, when I put it on YouTube, should I add a car crash or a wah, wah, wah?
Fellas, how's everything going in here?
Fine, Dad. Can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
All right, what's going on with you and Mom?
We're getting along, enjoying each other's company. Isn't that what you wanted?
What I heard through the walls last night is nothing close to what I wanted. So what, you're just going to leave your wife and move back with Mom?
Kind of romantic, huh? Like one of those movies where the couple realizes they were always meant to be together.
See, I was thinking more Friday the 13th or Saw, where you cut off your own arm to escape the pain.
All right, buddy, let's go over your vows. We'll see you in the church, Mr. Biggs. Have a boutonniere.
Thanks for pulling me out of there. I was going to lose. I mean, he walks out on the two of us, and 20 years later thinks he can pick up right where he left off.
Let it go. This day is about you, Molly, and nobody else.
Hey, Mike, sorry to bother you, but have you heard from Molly? She's not here yet, and we're starting to get a little worried about her.
What? She's not here?
Just breathe. Everything's going to be fine. She will be here. Christina, will you marry me?
No bars.
That's the battery.
Oh. I got no battery. Can I borrow your phone?
Yeah, it's in my back pocket.
You don't have any pockets.
Exactly.
Excuse me, sir. Can we borrow your cell phone?
Oh, I don't think he has a phone.
Here you go. I think we might be in a dead spot.
Hey, come on. Bad luck for Brian to miss her own wedding.
Hang on a second. I think I have a friend who lives in this neighborhood.
You're kidding. Is he a bail bondsman or a drug dealer?
Well, he's not a bail bondsman.
Any sign of Molly yet?
No, but everything else is under control. Flynn's on the left, Biggs on the right. Did you know that you both have aunts that look like uncles?
Oh, my Aunt Frieda made it.
He did.
So you don't love me and you don't want to marry me?
Carl, this is not the time or the place.
Why do you let me do these things? He's so cut together beautifully.
Hey, have you heard anything from Molly?
I'm sure everything's fine. We left her with Victoria.
Mrs. Flynn, no disrespect, but you know those two sentences don't go together.
Yeah, even as I said it, I wasn't buying it.
Listen, since your bride is a no-show, what do you say Joyce and I step in?
I'm not letting you have my wedding, Vince.
Come on, if I don't marry that crazy broad right away, she's gonna ruin my life.
No deal.
Fine, I'm taking back my popcorn popper. Molly!
Is it just me or does her car smell like french fries?
This vehicle's 100% biodiesel. That's the corn oil you're smelling.
Corn oil?
Yeah. One of my customers manages a McDonald's and we've worked out kind of a barter system. I keep him in weed, and he keeps me in cooking grease and those tasty little apple pies.
Oh, I love those things. Do we have time to stop?
No, I am half an hour late for my wedding. Does this car go faster than 4 miles per hour?
Not if you care about the earth. It doesn't.
Screw the earth and hit the gas, hippie.
Oh, your sister's kind of a buzzkill.
Caused him to remain, for whenever two or more of you are gathered in his name, there is love. There is love.
I'm all out of wedding songs. How about something from the book of Saint Aretha? Just follow me, y'all trying to keep up.
All right.
Okay. Come on. You better think. Think about what you're trying to do to me. Hey. Think. Let your mind go and let yourself be free. Let's go back. Let's go way on, way back when. I didn't even know you. You couldn't have been too much more than 10.
Just a child.
I ain't no psychiatrist. I ain't no doctor with degrees.
No degree.
But it don't take too much high IQ to see what you're doing to me. You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Hey.
Carl, I'm not ready to get married again.
Ever?
I don't know. I can't answer that question. I just want to... enjoy what we have right now.
Of course you enjoy it. You got some idiot following you around telling you he loves you and you don't have to say boo.
Do you think it was easy for me not to tell you I love you? I just don't want to move too fast and lose what we've got.
So you do love me?
Yes, Carl. I love you.
She said it! Did you get that one, Spike Lee?
Think, let your mind be free. Come on, think. Yes, come on.
So now that I'm back in the picture, I think the groom's mother and father should walk down the aisle together.
Mm. That'd be sweet, wouldn't it? Pick up right where we left off.
Kind of romantic, huh?
Oh, yeah. Jack, I've been waiting 20 years to tell you this. I'm dumping you.
What? I don't understand. I thought last night we found our old spark.
Nope. That was a little taste of the sweet nectar you dumped down the drain 20 years ago. Now take that and those hairless white legs of yours back to Florida and your whore.
So you did all this to set me up and then break my heart?
Well, I was hoping your ticker would blow up while you were doing your dirty business, but this is almost as sweet.
Think about it. Think about it. Think. Come on, think. Think about what you're trying to do to me. Hey, hey. Think, think. Let your mind go. Let yourself be free.
No, it was too good to be true. What was I thinking? Some big load like me was actually going to marry that beautiful princess?
All right, she's going to be here. She loves you.
She wised up just in time and realized she could do a lot better.
Did you skip breakfast? Somebody got a Snickers bar?
Yes.
All my life, I've been dreaming about a woman like her. Maybe that's all this is. It's just a dream. You're not supposed to get everything you want in life.
Why not? I did.
Where the hell have you been? Oh, don't ever leave me alone again. This has been the worst 24 hours of my life.
Yeah, it hasn't exactly been a walk in the park for me either, although we did walk through a very scary park.
Do you want to get married?
I do. I really do. And if I get hit by lightning between here and the altar, which based on the day I've been having could actually happen, I just want you to know that you are the love of my life.
If I catch you. By the way, you smell amazing.
It's French.
All right, we got a full squad. Let's do this thing.
She's here. Bring it home, Nana.
Oh, freedom.
You make me smile when I'm sad, feel safe when I'm scared. I never feel alone, even when I am alone. You are my rock and my strength. You are my heart, my life, and my love. Okay, it's your turn.
Okay, here it goes. I promise to cherish every moment with you. I promise to never let a day go by without telling you how much I love you and how much richer my life is with you in it. Molly Flynn, I love you, and every moment of my life has meaning because I do.
And by the power vested in me, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.